High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh my goodness, that is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky!
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us, everybody. It has been a fun start to the 2019 basketball season, and this week marks the final non-conference games for the 6A level. And our game tonight features a top five team in the state right now out of the 6A Southwest Conference, facing a top six 5A team out of the Midwestern League. One last chance for a tune-up for both of these teams before they get into the teeth of conference ball next week. Tonight, we bring you the upstart Willamette Wolverines playing host to the South Eugene Axe, live here from Willamette High School and right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening again, everybody. I am Alex Braga. Thanks once again for joining us tonight. You might have heard my lead-up commercial for this game this week in either KUGN or here on 95.3 The Score, but if you didn't, I can sum it up pretty well. Willamette is not a good boys basketball program. Their girls program has won several state titles. Lexi Bando comes to mind, but the boys have never been able to get off their feet. My phrase in the commercial was, history is not on their side, and it isn't. But this year has been a very different story for Will High. Right now, almost midway through the season, they are 8-1 overall and an undefeated 3-0 in the Midwestern League, a very tough Midwestern League. Their only loss this season came by 1 point to 6A Sheldon in the third game of the season. Other than that, they have been dominant. Wins over Springfield, Roseburg, which currently leads the Southwest Conference right now, and their wins haven't been close. They're outscoring opponents 64-47 this year. That is a long ways away from what they've been doing over the last 10 years or more. As a matter of fact, in the last 10 seasons, the most games they've won in an entire year is 12, which they did twice, last season and in 2013. They have just four seasons with over 8 wins in the last decade. And again, right now they're 8-1. So Chad Carpenter has his team absolutely rolling right now, and they're not even at full strength. Stud returner this year, Luke Burke, has been out with a foot injury he suffered playing soccer. But returning this year for them was a first-team All-League stud in Owen Cross. Everything goes through him. But they have also seen several players emerge. Senior Jacob Curtis has played well. He had 17 the other day against Central. Sophomore Luke Smith led the team with 15 against Crescent Valley last week. Also worth noting that this season, Willamette returns to the 5A Midwestern League after spending 6 years in the Southwest Conference at the 6A level. So it could be that the Wolverines playing back down at their proper level is just what the doctor ordered, as would a win tonight be against a team that they are absolutely tired of playing during that decade span I alluded to. That's because Willamette has played South 22 times in those last 10 years, and they beat them twice. 2-20 in the last decade against the Axe. One of those was during the first 12-win season in 2013, and the other was last year, which they won in double overtime. And it's a combination of Willamette struggling and the Axe just being really good. Whereas Will High does not really have a history of success, South very much does. Very much. But they had sort of an off year last year and finished 12-13 with a blowout loss to Jesuit in the first round. So it left a sour taste in their mouths because, in part, it was the final season for Jay Elmore, one of the best players to ever play at South Eugene. And him not being able to participate in the playoffs was really a shame. But this year, they have looked better so far. 8-3 overall, wins over West Salem, Clackamas, Tualatin, and Pendleton. Their losses to really good South Salem, Seaside, who is very good this year, and Southridge. And they have been led by some emerging players as well. Junior Josh Paul has averaged 16 points, 8 rebounds, and a block per game. He led them with 24 in their win against Madras on the 29th. Coleman McAninch hits for 16, 5, and 4 per game. Aiden Clark averages 14, 9, and 2.5 blocks per game. So they have a lot of guys stepping up for them in different games to get them to where they are right now, which is one of the front runners in their conference heading into league play next week. And playing well in the non-con is not really something the Axe are used to. They have historically struggled against really good teams, then kind of made their runs in conference to reach the postseason. But this year, they are ahead of things and look really good. And a win tonight would be just the jumping board they're looking for leading into their first conference game next Tuesday against Sheldon. Well, you can't really ask much for much more at this point in the season in terms of matchups. The number 6 5A team facing the number 5 6A team in a traditional matchup. So let's go ahead and step away. The pregame festivities still underway here at Willamette. We'll go ahead and take our first break. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you a little bit more info about both of these schools and their coaches, all of that. Then we'll get you all set for the tip. It is the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. South Eugene Axe Willamette Wolverines right here on 95.3 The Score.
It's the High School Game of the Week, presented by Bi-Mart. Join Alex Braga. Every game, every dunk, every steal, and the biggest upsets will be covered.
The drive baseline up at the rim. Oh, my goodness! That is the dunk of the playoff.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
It's the best high school matchup in the state each and every Friday night. From the X's and the O's to the detailed analysis of each play. It's the High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
History has been against the Willamette Wolverines. Just 4 seasons in the last decade with over 8 wins. But 2019 is all about new beginnings. And so far this season, they are 8-1. Hey everybody, I'm Alex Braga. Join me this Friday when the Willamette Wolverines play host to the South Eugene Axe. Over the last 10 years, Willamette just 2 wins in their last 22 games against the Axe. They're looking to turn things around this Friday. Join us for a 6:45 tip-off on 95.3 The Score.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul Base Automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing, and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Willamette High School, Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. I am Alex Braga. Thank you for joining me tonight. Willamette playing host to South Eugene tonight. Willamette number 6 in the OSAA rankings, 8-1 overall, 3-0 out of the Midwestern League. Last year finished 12-14, 5-7 in league to finish 5th in the 6A Southwest Conference. This is their first year back in the Midwestern League 5A level in 7 years. Head coach Chad Carpenter, 45-71 in his 5th season, hired in 2013, a graduate of Willamette in 2001, which means I actually played against him in high school, played basketball and football, was a football assistant for 7 years, is the grandson of former Will High AD Les Wright, who coached hoops from 55 to 62, replaced Dan Hedberg, who resigned to become the assistant principal here at Willamette, and he was an assistant to Hedberg for 9 years before that. South Eugene, number 5 in the state. Actually, looks like they are just about to do the national anthem. So while they do that, we will go ahead and step away. And when we come back, I'll go ahead and get you more info about these teams. We'll get you all set for the tip here on 95.3 The Score.
For 45 years, Serenity Lane has been a trusted provider of addiction treatment, offering medically supervised detox, residential treatment, and DUII programs. We now offer day treatment that meets the needs of working professionals while providing the wraparound, comprehensive services provided by Serenity Lane for more than 4 decades. Call or go online today for your free and confidential assessment. Serenity Lane Drug and Alcohol Treatment. Recovery starts here.
This message brought to you by Serenity Lane and Eugene Area Radio Stations. Ears.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand. a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, and MLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
May all the pizzas we have up online for a limited time.
Get 50% off all mini-priced Pizza Hut pizzas. Ask or click for this limited-time offer. Product availability, combinability, discounts, prices, and participation may vary. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip. Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
After 15 years of smoking, Eva Marie quit. There's a new lung cancer screening that could save her life. You stopped smoking, now start screening. Learn more at savedbythescan.org.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Good evening, everybody. Alex Braga here from Willamette High School. Number 6 Wolverines facing the number 5 South Eugene Axe. South Eugene 8-3 overall this year out of the 6A Southwest Conference. Last year finishing 12-13, 7-5 in league to finish fourth. Ended up losing to Jesuit 83-54 in the first round. Head coach Dave Hancock in his 14th season, 243-169 overall, 129-65 in league games. Before coming to South, coach Luke Longley on the Australian Under-19 Championships in the 80s and was an assistant at Thurston for 2 years prior to that, was a junior level coach, including his time in Australia for 16 years before that. Historically, South Eugene, one of the better programs in the state, and that dates back, of course, to when they were just Eugene High School. 64 postseason appearances, 48 where they made the tournament site. South has 3 state titles, 27, 46, and 55. 7 appearances where they were just known as Eugene High School before the North and South split that happened in 1957. And Willamette, just 9 total postseason appearances in their history, 3 where they went to the tournament site. They have never made the quarterfinals, semifinals, or a title game appearance in their history. And we are just underway. Willamette going to get the ball first and immediately knocked out of bounds by South Eugene. And so Willamette going to maintain possession. And it is Tyler Culliver with the ball who is going to pass it in from the out-of-bounds play. Gets it inside to Jacob Curtis on the outside. Now gets the pass back to Culliver. He's inside the lane. Going to back away. Put up a right-hand hook shot. No good. Offensive rebound, Alex Puckett. And now he comes out with it. Nice defense by South Eugene, forcing him back out near the midcourt stripe. Now he's going to pass to Owen Cross, who's going to reset the offense. Left-handed shooter. Passes now back over to Puckett. And Puckett on the right side. Gives it over to Culliver. Culliver trying to drive baseline cutoff. Now back outside to Puckett. Now back out to Cross. He's going to reset the offense. Gives it over to Puckett on the right side. He's going to drive baseline and try to pass it outside, and it was stolen away by South Eugene. Coming the other way is Jason Berryman. Berryman outside to Sam Harris. Harris swings it around to Cole McCannich, and McCannich looks like they're going to get Puckett for a bump before he's able to get through. Actually, no, they got Owen Cross with a foul, and he is the one guy who they really cannot afford to get in foul trouble. So we will see if South can take advantage of that. Quickly off the inbound, a three-pointer from the baseline. No good. Rebound goes to Puckett for the Wolverines. And now he's running quickly up the floor to Cross. Cross all the way in a breakaway. He has it rejected as he went up for the lay-in. Harris out with it all the way up to Josh Paul. Paul going to drive all the way in with a runner off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound up with a shot again. And this time it goes in off the glass. Josh Paul, nice hustle, getting his own board. And South Eugene with the first basket of the game. They lead 2-0. Luke Smith going to bring the ball up the floor. He's another left-hander. Going to drive right, though. Going to go up with a shot. He's bumped before the shot is taken. And they're going to say the foul is on the ground, I believe. They got Jason Berryman for the foul. Oh, they're going to say he was shooting. And so a little bit of a continuation there for the sophomore Luke Smith. Again, scored 15 to lead them against Crescent Valley the other day. And he knocks down the first free throw. And Willamette's on the board. Really good defense so far by Aiden Clark of the Axemen. Averages 2.5 blocks this season. Already had one on that breakaway as Luke Smith knocks down the second free throw. We're all tied up at 2 here early on. 6:40 left in the ballgame. Sam Harris the other way. Swinging around the key to Josh Paul. Paul now gets it over on the right side to Mikanich. Mikanich now swings it across. A 3-ball on the way for South Eugene. No good. Long rebound, though, is tipped and out of bounds, and it's going to go to Willamette. Boy, Berryman had a really open look and just couldn't get it to fall. Aiden Clark tried to tip the ball back out to him, and it just went out of bounds. And so Willamette, an opportunity to take their first lead of the game, and it's going to be Luke Smith bringing the ball up the floor. Crossover dribble, now pass over to Owen Cross. Cross on the right side, going to drop it inside now, backing down his man, up with a little hook shot, no good by Tyler Culliver, and the rebound goes to Clark for the Axe. Gets it up to Harris. Harris through the legs dribble, now pass outside to Paul. Paul going to drive right baseline. He's going up with a wild pass, but he does get it out to Berryman. Berryman to Mikanich. Mikanich inside, 15-foot jumper on the way, off the back rim, no good. Long rebound goes to the Wolverines. Jacob Curtis out with it, and he's running the floor. Gets it over to Smith. Smith up to Cross. Cross now to Puckett. Puckett going to drive right baseline. Got cut off and tries to pass it across the floor and just lost the handle, and it flies way out of bounds. Tried to get it to Curtis, but the turnover going to give the ball back to the Axe. Still trying to get used to saying that. I'm a South Eugene graduate myself, and so it's been Axemen my entire life until last year. And so got to get used to saying Axe. Here comes the other way. It's going to be Mikanich driving left baseline for the Axe, and it's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Willamette. But again, really good defense for the Wolverines so far tonight, and that is not something you have been able to say about them until this year. This season, just giving up 46.9 points per game. That is well above their average. Last year, they gave up 61 per. Sam Harris off the inbound is going to shoot a 3 for the Axe, and he knocks it down. They left him open in the corner, and Sam Harris's first shot of the game goes down, and it's 5-2 Axe. Cross brings it up the floor. Crossover dribble, top of the key. Now pass outside to Curtis. Curtis going to shoot an open 3. He misses back rim. Long rebound goes to Berryman for the Axe. Gets it over to Harris. Harris going to dribble it up the floor. Pass over to Paul. Paul left alone, but he passes up the shot. Gets it to Mikanich. He's going to pump fake. Now dribble baseline back outside Paul. Now Paul's going to shoot a 3. Misses front rim. Long rebound goes to Alex Puckett. That is his third rebound already tonight, and he gets it up to Cross. Cross one-on-one against Harris. Pump fake now pass over to Puckett. Puckett over to Smith, who's going to shoot a long 3. And that comes up way short. And saving it inbounds is Curtis, and he saves it right to an Axe. It's going to be Mikanich, and he's going to run the other way with it. He's going to go all the way to the rim and lay it up and in. Cole Mikanich, his first 2. He averages 16 a game for the Axe this year. Baseline pass to Puckett. Puckett goes up for the shot, and he is hammered as he goes up for it. Doesn't get the shot to fall, but that's going to be the first foul on Aiden Clark. And Puckett, 12 points the other day against Crescent Valley in their win. He's going to go to the line looking for his first points of the game. And he knocks down the first free throw, rolls around and falls. 7-3, the Axe with an early lead. Again, Clark is for South Eugene so good this year, just a junior. He knocks down the second free throw as well. 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks per game. He is their force on the inside, along with Paul, who's also been playing really well. Sam Harris dribbles it up the floor for the Axe. Now pass over to Clark. Clark outside the key over to Berryman. Back out to Harris. Harris now to Berryman. Berryman going to shoot just a little fadeaway 10-footer, and he knocks it down. That's a nice touch shot in rhythm, and he gets it to fall, and it's 9-4. Axe with an early lead. Puckett now to Cross. Cross gets a screen from Curtis. Now pass out on the roll to Curtis, who's left open for a 3. Clark just daring him to shoot it. Now he passes cross court to Smith. Smith going to drive in up with a shot rejected by Berryman. And then a foul by Puckett as the ball went to Mikanich. And South Eugene so far really good defensively tonight. It's really working on both sides for him. 9-4 after the foul. And now the other way, it's Berryman. Berryman across to Mikanich. He's going to fake a pass and now shoot a 3 himself, and the rebound goes to Jacob Curtis for the Wolverines. Maybe just a little out-of-rhythm rushed shot there. Now the other way with it is Luke Smith. Smith at the right wing, passes across court to Cross. Cross still looking for his first back basket, leaves it off for Puckett. Now outside Curtis, he's left open for a top-of-the-key 3, and he knocks it down. Jacob Curtis scored 17 to lead them against Central And he knocks down his first three of the game, and it's 9-7. And the Willamette bench making some noise. Sam Harris left open in the corner for a three, and he answers. Sam Harris, 6 points, two threes, and it's 12-7 Axe. It's a big-time shot to get some of that momentum back that they had built. Cross drives into the lane. Back out to Curtis. Curtis left open for a three. He misses this time, and the rebound goes to Josh Paul. Gets it to Harris, who's quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Through the legs dribble as he slows things down and passes to Paul. Fakes a pass. Now he drives into the lane. Goes up with a wild shot, but gets it to fall off the glass. Josh Paul, the junior, 16 points, 8 rebounds per game. He has 4 tonight, and it's 14-7 Axe. Luke Smith now dribbles, gets a screen from Puckett, tries to go through the legs, nearly loses it, but goes around the back and goes up with a shot. He gets it to fall, and he's fouled. Well, you'll take it. It wasn't pretty. But Luke Smith, the sophomore, gets the shot to fall, and he's fouled. I believe they got McCannish for that one. That was his first. Second team foul for the Axe. Actually, the third team foul. And he knocks down the free throw as well. So Luke Smith already 5 points tonight, keeping Willamette in this game. 14-10, 2.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Harris coming with it the other way. Gets a screen from Clark. Now tries to leave it off for him, and it's stolen away by Culliver. Culliver quickly up the floor. Gets it over to Curtis. They left him open. He shoots at three. Ring it up! Jacob Curtis, his second three-pointer of the game, and Willamette's back to within one. 2 minutes left. Sam Harris quickly the other way. Leaves it out for Paul. Nearly stolen away. He spins in the lane. Up with a fadeaway shot in the key. He doesn't get it to fall. Boy, I thought that was going down. Rebound goes to Curtis for the Wolverines. Over to Smith. Smith now up the floor. Pass over into the corner to Joe Brown, and he traveled. You betcha. One of those deals where he pumped and tried to drive into the lane and just did not get those feet set. Took a couple of extra steps. And got called for it. So 14-13 remains the score. South Eugene with the lead. Now under 2 minutes remaining. After the turnover. Harris now dribbles top of the key against Cross. Pass over to McCannis. McCannis dribbles up the left side and goes up with the right hand and lays it in off the glass. That's a pretty shot by Cole McCannis. And South Eugene back up by three. 16-13. Now 1:30 remaining in the first quarter. Owen Cross dribbles across the timeline. Now pass to the right side. It's going to be Culliver. Culliver drives in the lane, and that's just too easy. Just lays it up and in. Went right by two defenders, and Willamette it back to within one. Harris coming out quickly the other way. Gives it over to Paul on the left wing. Now over to Berryman. Berryman gets it into Bryce Betcher, who's in the game now. Now back to Harris, who's going to reset the offense. He's got Cross guarding him, dribbles with the left hand on the left side. Now forced to bring it back into the corner. Gets it over to Betcher. Betcher tries to pass it to Paul, and it's nearly stolen away, but they got a foul. And it's going to be called against Joe Brown. Tough call against a junior. That's one of those plays where it's kind of a jump ball for both of them. The pass is right between them, but I guess they got Brown for a little bit of extra physicality there. Now Harris going to inbound from underneath his own basket, looking for somebody. Finally gets it into McCannish, and he just goes up with the right hand, misses it off the glass. Long rebound goes back out to Harris, and Harris is going to reset. Pass over to Betcher, now back over to Berryman, now back to Harris. With under a minute left, gets a screen from Betcher, dribbles left, nearly stolen away, and is stolen away. But he tries to throw the around the back pass as Jacob Curtis, and is stolen right back by Paul. Now Paul comes the other way, gives it to Betcher. Boy, haywire play out near the three-point line. Now finally he gets it to over McCannich, who's going to dribble into the lane. Now leave it off for Paul. Little runner on the left side, and he misses it. Rebound goes to Jacob Curtis. That's his fourth, and Willamette's going to wait for the final shot. 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's going to be Luke Smith bringing it up. 15 seconds now as he hands off to Cross, still looking for his first basket of the game. Dribbles right against Harris. Now over to Culliver. Culliver hands it back over to Cross. Cross against Harris. He's going to shoot a step back three. He got it! Oh, my goodness! What a shot by Cross, and that's how the first quarter's going to end. A rainbow three and a fadeaway by Owen Cross, and all of a sudden, Willamette has their first lead in the game. Our score as we head to the second quarter, Willamette 18, South Eugene 16 on 95.3 The Score.
You don't have to live with chronic pain. Neurospine Institute's team of specialists can help you get your life back. Their services include minimally invasive clinical treatments, neurosurgery, sports medicine, physical therapy, and pain management. Their caring staff is committed to each patient's well-being, working closely with your primary care or referring physician to ensure that you receive the best care and treatment. Serving all of Western Oregon with two locations, the main campus in Eugene and the Roseburg Clinic. Visit NeurospineLLC.com today.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to Willamette. Alex Braga here on 95.3 The Score. Thank you for joining me tonight. The Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Willamette, a 18-16 lead after Owen Cross knocks down a buzzer-beaten three-pointer to end the first quarter. And South Eugene going to start the second quarter with the ball. Again, trailing by two. Cole Mikanich going to dribble inside. He's going to spin in the lane up with a right-hand shot off the glass. No, rebound goes to Paul, and Paul lays it up and in. And Josh Paul so good on the offensive glass this season, averaging 8 rebounds per game, 16 points. He now has 6 in this one, and we are tied up at 18. Luke Smith at the left wing with the ball. Fakes a pass, now dribbles inside, now leaves it off for Culliver. Culliver going to dribble to the top of the key, gets it over to Brown, now back to Culliver outside. He's going to dribble all the way to the right and try to dribble inside, and now goes up on the opposite side of the rim and missed the shot, but he's going to get to go to the line after the foul. Looks like they're going to get Betcher for South Eugene, I believe. Actually, they got Berryman for the call. Yep, got Berryman, and that is his second foul of the game. Fourth team foul against the Axe. And first free throw by Culliver is down. A lot of lefties on this team. Cross, Culliver, Luke Smith. As Brown gets subbed out and Puckett comes back in for him. A couple of good sophomores on this team, Luke Smith and Puckett. As Culliver knocks down the second free throw as well. And the lead goes back up to 2 for the Wolverines, 20-18. Just underway here in the second quarter. Aiden Clark, top of the free throw line, now gets it over to Mikanich in the corner. He's going to dribble left, now into the key, now outside to Paul. Thought about a three, goes through the legs instead. Through the legs again, tries to dribble right, and they got Puckett for bumping him. Well, a lot of action out there by Josh Paul, who's a big man. Sands at 6'4", but really good handles. Almost don't even expect it looking at him. Harris to inbound. Throws it all the way out to the top to Clark. And Clark going to hold it and hand it off to Harris, who came back out and resets the offense for the Axe. Pass out to Mikanich, who dribbles left. Gets a screen from Betcher. Thought about passing it to him. Instead goes to Paul on the right wing. He pump fake. Now dribbles into the lane. Goes all the way up off the glass and lays it up and in. That was just strong to the bucket by Josh Paul. And we're tied up at 20. Cross now dribbles across the timeline slowly for the Wolverines. He's got Harris guarding him. Now pass across the floor to Smith. Smith now back to Cross. Cross jab step. Now dribbles in. Spins into the lane. Goes up with a right-hand shot and gets it to fall. I said right hand. I meant left hand because he is left-handed. But he gets his second field goal of the game. He's got 5 and the Wolverines back up by 2. But you really get the feeling this is going to be a classic game as Harris dribbles the other way. Pass out to Paul in the corner. Now back to Mikanich. Both these teams really good this year. Mikanich spins in the lane now outside to Clark. Thought about a three. Instead gives it to Betcher. What a pass. And that's an easy layup for Betcher. And Aiden Clark gets the assist on that one. That thing was a thing of beauty. Smith coming the other way now. Gets it to Curtis in the corner. Now back to Smith. Dribbles inside the key. And as it rejected by Paul, kind of went up unsure of himself and tried to pass it and had it knocked away. Mikanich quickly the other way. Goes up with the right hand off the glass and in. He's got 6, and South Eugene back up by 2. Curtis the other way. Thought about a 3. Dribbles inside. Goes up and under and misses the shot. And the rebound goes to Betcher for the Axe. Harris the other way. Goes all the way up to Clark. Thought about a shot on the inside. They got him for a travel. You betcha. And again, it's one of those situations where he's just kind of unsure of himself and what to do with his feet. He thought about passing it as soon as he got it, but it was cut off by a Wolverines player. And when he tried to regain himself, he just couldn't quite do it and shuffled his feet and traveled. Cross now the other way against Harris. Dribbles all the way in and off the glass and does not get it to fall, but gets his own rebound. And pump fakes, now goes up and gets it to fall. Really good patience there by Cross, as he was just kind of letting South Eugene defenders fly by him over and over. And he got the layup, 24-24. Betcher the other way for the Axemen. And there's my first one, and he misses the shot, and the rebound goes to Cross. First time I said Axemen tonight. I apologize. I'm trying. Owen Cross the other way for a three from the right wing. No good. Long rebound saved inbounds by Culliver, but it goes right to McCannish for the Axe, and he's going to quickly bring it up and give it over to Harris. Harris pushing the tempo across midcourt, crossover dribble against Tyler Woods. Now outside to McCannish, now to Paul. Paul over to Betcher. Betcher jab step. Crossover, gets a screen from Clark, now steps back, and he's just going to shoot a three, and it's no good, but the long rebound goes to the Paul for the Axe, and he shoots a baseline jumper, no good. Rebound goes to Culliver for the Wolverines. Culliver gets it over to Cross now, still tied up at 24, 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Crossover dribble and loses the handle, and it's stolen away by Clark. Clark 2-on-2, and so he's just going to back things out and hand off to Harris. Harris tried to go into the key, and they're going to say he got bumped. Had the ball knocked away and stolen. Looks like they got Jacob Curtis for the foul there. That is his first as Culliver hits the bench. And Tyler Woods comes in for him. And the inbound goes to Harris. He's going to dribble things up for the Axe. 24-24, 4 minutes left. Betcher with the ball on the left corner now. He is cut off. It gets to Clark finally. Clark now back to Betcher all the way across the floor, backing his man down. Now he steps back and passes out to Dylan Edwards into the game for the first time. Gets it over to Harris now. He gets a screen from Clark. Dribbles left. Now pass outside to McCannich. A lot of noise from the Wolverines bench because of their defense. He now passes over to Betcher. Still nothing open for the Axe. Betcher going to dribble inside. Dribbles it off his foot. Out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Wolverines. Really nice defensive series for Willamette, and that is clearly something they are emphasizing this season. I mentioned the stats earlier. Just a huge improvement statistically over the amount of points they gave up last year to this year. 61 last year to 47 this season so far. And you can see it. They're involved on the bench and a lot of talking going on, and that's exactly what you want as a head coach. Luke Smith now the other way for the Wolverines, and Chad Carpenter, speaking of head coaches, doesn't like what he sees from his offense, so he's going to call a timeout, and it's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it right here, and he wants to talk things over. So again, 24-24 our score, 3:21 remaining in the first half, and I was kind of talking about it earlier tonight, the postseason histories of these two teams. They are really, really different. South Eugene, 64 postseason appearances, 48 where they made the tournament site, 3 state titles in their history, 7 appearances when they were just known as Eugene High School before the North and South split, 31 quarterfinal appearances, 14 semifinals, 8 finals. Last time they made it a title game was 1964, which they lost to Park Rose at Mack Court. Last title game win was in 55 in the Hank Kuchera era. Eugene against Medford in that one, and they have made the postseason 38 times just as South and made it tournament site 22 times since the split in 1957. Willamette with the ball now, again tied up at 24. It's going to be Puckett in the corner, thought about a three, now dribbles inside, pass outside to Curtis. Curtis dribbles inside the key, pump fake, goes up for the shot, no good, but he is fouled. He got Aiden Clark in the air, and Clark picks up his second foul. And we'll see what head coach Dave Hancock decides to do here, because you always want to be careful with your big men when they get in foul trouble like that, as Curtis knocks down the free throw, and Willamette back on top, 25-24. And Puckett goes to the bench. Tyler Culliver checks in for him. Culliver 4 points tonight. And Curtis misses the second free throw off the back rim. Long rebound goes to South and saved inbounds by Dylan Edwards. Gets it to Clark, now over to Harris. And he's going to bring the ball slowly up the floor. Now under 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Ball over to Edwards. Edwards to Betcher. Betcher swings the ball across, nearly loses it, but gets it to McCannich. McCannich, pump fake, now in the lane. Finger roll up and in. That's a pretty shot. And he gets it to fall, and he's got 8. 26-25, South with the lead. Curtis now. Clark backs off him. Now he forced to come out on him. Gets it over to Culliver. Culliver drives in. Oh, great shot off the glass, and he gets it to fall. Culliver really athletic to the basket, and he gets that one to fall, and Willamette's back on top, 27-26. Harris now against Tyler Woods. Gets it over to Edwards. Now back to Mikanich. He dribbles in, cut off. Now pass outside to Betcher. Good defense so far by Willamette. And leading by one, Mikanich dribbles inside. He's bumped in. Let's see if they call a travel or a foul. And they got the foul. And they're going to get Culliver for it. There was definitely contact there. And so if you're going to call something, you got to call the foul. Because the foul essentially forced him to travel. As Betcher checks out for South. In for him is Berryman. Inbound goes to Clark. Clark just going to turn around and shoot a jumper, and he misses it. Jacob Curtis with the rebound. His fifth in the first half. Now over to Smith, and Smith is just going to slow things down for the Wolverines. Under 2 minutes now. Will High with a one-point lead. Smith dribbles left with Mikanich on him. Now goes all the way back to the right. Well, I thought he dragged his foot there. No call, though. Gets it over to Culliver. Culliver jab step. Now spins in the lane as it poked away and stolen away by South. Mikanich out with it, and he dribbles up the floor. Surveys the defense, dribbles right now across to Harris. They left him alone. He's wide open for a three. He takes it and misses off the back rim. Rebound goes to Clark, though. Clark now back up with a shot off the glass, and he gets it to fall. It's Aiden Clark's first 2 points of the game, averaging 14 a game this season. We'll see if South can get him going. 28-27, the Axe with the lead. Culliver inside the key, now outside. Left open again in the corner is Curtis, and this time he misses the three, and the rebound goes to Berryman. Berryman gets to his point guard, Harrison. He dribbles up the floor now. He's got Woods guarding him. Gets a screen from Clark. Now pass over to Berryman. Berryman now inside to Clark, backing his man down. Turns around, now faces him, and now spins out of it and shoots a fadeaway jumper. No good. Again with a rebound is Curtis. He's got six. Over to Smith now. Smith goes all the way up the floor, spins in the lane up with a wild shot. No good. And we got Curtis with an over the back. Curtis went right over the top of Clark, who had really good position for the rebound. And they got Curtis with his second foul of the game, and he's going to take a seat probably the rest of this first half. Just 42 seconds left, and he had a really good first half. 7 points and six rebounds for Curtis. And Clark going to go to the line to shoot the one-on-one because Willamette is in the bonus. Clark, couple of dribbles, spins it, now puts up the shot, and he gets it to fall. Aiden Clark, 3 points now, and puts his team up by two, and he's going to get one more. Second free throw on the way. He gets that to fall, nothing but net. And substitution in the game is Paul coming in for Clark now. There's 42 seconds left in the first half. South Eugene leading by three. End of the first quarter, Willamette took a lead on a three-pointer by Cross. So we'll see if they try to go to him here. Just 30 seconds left. Ball to Culliver at the free throw line. Nothing there. Now pass outside to Smith. He goes through the legs and backs it back out. They are just going to wait until this first half runs out. 20 seconds now. Crossover against Mikanich, and he's bumped. Boy, a cheapy foul there. And that's his second. Foul on the floor means it's going to go to the side. Six foul against South. And it goes into Cross now with 15 seconds left. Dribbles left, now inside. Free throw line, back out to Culliver. Culliver going to dribble inside. A little nice shot, fade away at 5 feet. No good, but the rebound goes to Paul for South. He's now dribbling all the way up the floor. Has it poked away and stolen away. Half-court shot on the way by Tyler Woods is not even close. And that is how our first half is going to end. A very competitive first half for both of these teams. After Willamette took a one-point lead into the second quarter, South Eugene answers, and they lead by three as we head into the halftime break. When we come back on the other side, I will give you some stats from the first half, let you know how we got to this point. It is the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week. South Eugene leading Willamette 30-27 here at 95.3 The Score.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul base automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get 35
$3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul, stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Ageless Male Tonight has already taken Rite Aid by storm, but you can get started by having 5 free doses delivered to your door. No questionnaires, no online tests. Just call 1-800-461-3012. After a long back order, Ageless Male Tonight is finally back in stock. For your 5 free doses, just call 1-800-461-3012. If results are too intense, please decrease use. 1-800-461-3012. 1-800-461-3012.
Guys, what happened to all that energy and stamina you used to have? The passion and drive. I'll tell you what happened. Your batteries are low. You're not the only one. Countless guys suffer from low T. Isn't it time you recharge? Give Oregon Man Clinics a call. At OMC, we're experts in bioidentical testosterone replacement. In other words, battery recharging. It's the best way to give your batteries a boost and get your performance levels back. Recharge at OregonManClinics.com. Or come by and see us, 315 Coburg Road, Eugene. Just bring the empty batteries. We'll fill them up. Most major insurances accepted.
Tanya Powell of Windermere Real Estate, Lane County.
At Windermere, we put relationships before sales quotas. A company built on teamwork and trust, Windermere has 5 offices with over 140 agents serving Lane County and have donated over $150,000 to causes in the communities we serve. When you add up those numbers, they equal lifelong relationships made and lives changed. It makes us proud to say we are Windermere.
Visit at Windermere.com.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Uh-oh. Caught me mid-bite. I'm eating a little brownie bite thing. Fiber, you know those Fiber One bars? I'm eating one of those little brownie Fiber One bars. And I decided to dive right in with 30 seconds left until we came back from a commercial break. So good job, me. Welcome back to Willamette High School. We are here at the half. South Eugene holding on to a 30-27 lead over the home Wolverines. A matchup between the number 5 6A team, South Eugene, and the number 6 5A team in Willamette. And so far, living up to the expectations. Will High took a 1-point lead into the second quarter thanks to a fadeaway 3-pointer at the buzzer by Owen Cross, but South Eugene answered with a really nice second quarter, and again, they lead 32-27. Leading the way for the Axe, 2 players with 8 points, Cole Mechanich with 8 and 2 rebounds, Josh Paul with 8 and 5 rebounds, Bryce Betcher, 2 points and a rebound, Aiden Clark, 4 points and 2 rebounds, Sam Harris, 6 points on 2 3-pointers and a rebound, and Jason Berryman, 2 points and 2 boards, Dylan Edwards contributing a rebound as well. Over to Willamette, it's really been spread around pretty well. Owen Cross, Tyler Culliver, Luke Smith, and Jacob Curtis. Right now, Cross and Curtis each with 7 points. Curtis adding 6 rebounds, Cross adding 2. And that includes, of course, that 3-pointer at the buzzer to end the first quarter. Curtis, actually, a big man, has 2 3-pointers so far. Luke Smith with 5 points to go along there. Alex Puckett with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Tyler Culliver, 6 points and a rebound. Right now, South Eugene leading the rebound battle 14-12. And so far, just a really hard-fought game going back and forth, and pretty much what we expected when we came into it, because we're talking about 2 of the better teams in the state right now. And obviously, still a lot to be determined as we head into league play officially next week. Actually, South Eugene plays their first league game against Sheldon on Tuesday. And then Willamette's actually already played 3 league games, kind of an odd scheduling, just the way things kind of had to work out with their offseason tournaments and stuff like that. But they play North Bend next on the 8th, and that is where they actually start to get into the teeth of their league schedule as well. So, again, that's a Tuesday game for them. And so, officially, Tuesday, the day throughout the state where teams start to play their league games. And, again, last kind of tune-up opportunity tonight for each of these teams. And so far, they are each living up to what we expect, and they're both playing really well so far tonight. And, you know, really good defense and really, you know, steady offense. Neither team really kind of able to assert themselves as the better team so far tonight. But certainly Josh Paul and McCannish playing really well, leading South Eugene with 8 points apiece. And the other way, still kind of waiting for Owen Cross to find his groove offensively. He hit that three-pointer to win the first quarter, and that was his first basket of the game. Has since added a couple of shots, but they're expecting big things from him this season, and certainly he is capable of way more than the 7 points he has right now. So we will see if he can get going in the second half. I think that'll be a big key for the rest of the way. Again, Willamette trailing by three, and if he can get going, South Eugene might be in trouble. He led them 19 points the other day in their win over Central in the Crescent Valley Invitational. They actually took both games in that Invitational. They beat Crescent Valley on the 28th and then Central on the 29th. And again, he led them with 19 in that one. And so he is very capable. And again, worth mentioning, Willamette playing this early portion of the season without one of their best players, Luke Burke, who broke his foot. I'm not sure if he broke it, but he injured his foot playing soccer. And has not been available for them yet. And so, you know, they're 8-1 right now. If they can kind of get in good playoff position and then get him back at some point this year, it could really mean good things as they kind of make a playoff push late in the season. But again, a lot to be determined still, as we still have tonight to go before they actually get into big-time league action next week. How about I hit you with a little bit of did you know information about these two schools? Because I do all this research every week about these schools, and then I never end up getting to most of it. And so I'm going to take advantage right now and actually let you know a little bit about both of these schools. Because, again, I've kind of alluded to it earlier. South Eugene actually started as Eugene High School around 1900, back when it was located at 11th and Willamette in town. That building later served as City Hall for a lot of years. But the school district approved a bond to split Eugene High into South and North in 1943. But, you know what happened in the 40s. World War II delayed that for over a decade. But in 1953, they built South where it currently sits and officially named it South Eugene in 1957, which is when North Eugene opened its doors. So South has had some really good players over the years, but the best ever statistically is Eli Leininger. Eli finished as South's all-time leading scorer and rebounder, 1,807 points, 1,254 boards, and passed Blake Stepp to become South's leading scorer when he was here. Stepp ended up, you might remember, played his college ball for Gonzaga, had a short career in the NBA before injuries derailed things. Some South Eugene alum might be interested in Phil Barnhart, Oregon State rep, Sam Adams, former mayor of Portland, Matt Carney, who sings the I Left My Heart in Oregon song, you know, that they play at Autzen Stadium every Duck game. He went to South Eugene. John Kitzhaber, former Oregon governor, Corn Tucker, lead singer of Sleater-Kinney, may know Carrie Brownstein from Portlandia. She is in that band. The lead singer from that band is went to South Eugene. Cherry Pop and Daddies went to South. Tracy Bonham, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, also went to South. Neil Goldschmidt, Portland mayor, U.S. Secretary of Transportation, and former Oregon governor went to South Eugene. So a lot of politicians went to South. Switching over to Willamette, by the way, a pretty big one. They might have them beat with this one. Mickey Loomis went to Willamette. He is the vice president, executive vice president, and general manager of the New Orleans Saints. He went to Willamette High School. I think that's pretty interesting. Curtis Salgado, who is the blues musician who inspired Belushi for his character in the Blues Brothers, he also went to Willamette. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of good history for both of these schools. And I don't know. I think that's interesting. Hopefully you guys do as well, as we are now underway here in the second half. And Willamette going to start out with the ball trailing by three. It's going to be Luke Smith off the inbound. He's going to give it over to Cross. Cross gets a screen from Curtis, dribbles inside, up at the left hand off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Paul for the Axe, and he is pushing the tempo, going all the way. Euro step in the lane, and he lays it up and in. That's a pretty shot with his right hand off the glass going left. 32-27 Axe with the lead. Just underway here in the second half. Luke Smith over to Cross now. Cross going against Harris. Hands it off to Culliver as he goes left. Now across court to Puckett. Puckett into the corner to Smith. He's going to shoot a three. Back rim no good. Rebound goes to Harris, who skies up for it. And Harris going to go up the floor. And he's just going to shoot a pull-up jumper with no help. And he misses it. And the rebound goes to Cross. That's a low percentage shot. And Dave Hancock clearly frustrated. Now Jacob Curtis left open for a three. He misses it. And Paul with the rebound, but they're going to get him for an over-the-back foul. Going to be Paul or Mikanich. We'll see who they actually got the foul on. I think it's Mikanich. Mikanich. I know this. I had to deal with this last year. It's spelled funny. Mikanich. All right, it's in my head now. Puckett is going to inbound from underneath his own basket. Gets it into Cross outside the three-point line. Crossover dribble against Harris. Over to Smith now in the right corner. Drives baseline. Now leaves it out for Curtis. And Curtis back out to Cross, and he's going to reset. Dribbles left now, dribbles right now. Pass over to Smith on the right side. He dribbles, is cut off by Mikanich. Leaves it out for Curtis. Curtis drives right baseline. Pump fake now up of the shot. Rejected by Mikanich, and he comes out with it. He smiles as he dribbles up the floor, gets it up to Clark. Clark underneath the basket, goes up against two guys. Finally shoots a shot, and they got him for the travel. And Dave Hancock asking the official underneath the basket why there was no call for contact down there, because he was kind of getting bullied underneath the basket. But he definitely traveled as he fell away from the basket. 32-27, South still with the lead. A little over 6 minutes, and quickly crossed the other way. Knocks down a three in rhythm. Just knocks it down. 32-30 now, South maintaining a lead. Mikanich now pump fake, dribbles inside, shoots a shot, no good. Rebound goes to Curtis, his seventh of the game for the Wolverines. Now to Cross. Cross dribbles up around the back, dribble outside the three-point line, leaves it out for Curtis, left open for a three, rattles around and goes. Jacob Curtis, his third three-pointer of the game, and Willamette's back on top, 33-32. Harris now the other way. Stutter step. Now pass outside to Berryman. Berryman puts up a three, and he rings it up. Not sure what the whistle's for. Inadvertent? I think they're making some Willamette players tuck in their jerseys. Actually, you know, it's funny. I was kind of noticing that earlier. Especially with Cross, he was just kind of letting it flow. And he, by the way, Cross dribbles right against Harris and goes right to the rim and lays it up and in. And we're back tied at 35. He just had his jersey completely untucked and just, you know, that's against the rules. So they finally noticed it and made him tuck it in. And Clark at the free throw line tries to pass it back door to Harris, and it's stolen away by Cross. Now Cross the other way can give Willamette a lead again. 35-35, 5 minutes left in the third quarter. He gets a screen from Curtis, and they got Curtis with a moving screen. That is his third foul, and he might have to take a seat here. We'll see what Chad Carpenter decides to do. He's going to leave him in, and the inbound goes to Harris. Harris slowly up the floor, gets it over to Paul on the left side. Now to Clark at the free throw line, flashing backdoor pass to Paul, and he lays it in easily. They just kind of lost track of him, and Clark with a nice pass a little over the shoulder, and the lay-in goes to Paul. 37-35, South Eugene now on top again. Culliver outside, gets a screen, now trips in the lane but leaves it off for Puckett. Back outside, Curtis left open again for a three, back rim no good. Rebound goes to Mikanich. Now to Harris. Harris dribbles up 2-on-4, so he's going to back it out now. Mikanich with the ball, gets it over to Berryman. And Berryman back across court to Harris. Dribbles left now through the legs. Stutter step now leaves it off for Clark. Free throw line pump fake. Now dribbles inside and lays it up and in. Nice patience by Clark going against Curtis. And he lays it in off the glass. 39-35 South of the lead. Boy, they're just daring Curtis to shoot those threes. And he's been knocking them down tonight. This time he passes it up, gets it to Cross. Now to Puckett, drives right baseline. Long pass out, tipped to Curtis. Now over to Cross. Cross left open. Double team comes, though, and they nearly steal it away. Gets it at the free throw line and goes up for a shot, and he's fouled or a travel. It's like they got Puckett away from the ball for the Wolverines with a foul there. That's an interesting call. He's kind of curious what he did wrong. The official saying he just kind of cleared off. So I think Chad Carpenter finally noticed that Curtis has three fouls, and he puts him to the bench. Into the game comes Tyler Woods, and he plays nice defense, and the ball is knocked out of bounds off of South Eugene back to Willamette. He's already making his presence felt defensively, just checking into the game for Curtis. So again, 39-35, under 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Number six, Willamette. Number five, South Eugene. Flashing at the free throw line is Culliver. He's going to shoot a little fadeaway jumper there. No good. Rebound goes to Mackinich. And he's got four tonight, and he's going to dribble the ball up the floor for the Axe. Crossover dribble now inside. Cut off and passes out to Harris, who's going to reset the offense. Now over to Berryman. Berryman's just going to shoot a three off the rim. No good. That was not in rhythm. And Luke Smith gets the rebound for Willamette. Cross, step back, thought about a three. Now gets it back over to Smith. And we got a bump by Mackinich. Boy, he is beside himself reacting to that call. And that is his fourth. And he's going to have to go to the bench. That's a big foul for South. As he averages 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists per game for them. One of their better players. And now he's going to have to sit for definitely the remainder of this third quarter, and probably most of the fourth. Sure what the stoppage is for here. I think we might have blood. And I think Clark has some blood on him. So he's going to have to take a seat. And into the game for him comes Dylan Edwards, a junior. And Puckett takes a seat for Willamette as well. In the game for him comes Curtis. Interesting decision there for Chad Carpenter, putting Curtis back in with three fouls. Smith now dribbles right, gives it into Curtis. Curtis goes up for the pump fake, now goes up for the shot, and he gets it to fall. Okay, fair enough, Chad Carpenter. That's why you're a coach and I'm not. Harris dribbles up the floor quickly. Now to Edwards, back to Harris now. Leaves it off for Betcher. Betcher fakes a pass. Now back over to Edwards. Edwards dribbles left. Now cut off. Back over to Harris. Harris going to dribble right baseline. Swing pass out to Paul. Paul fakes a shot. Now dribbles inside. Going to shoot a fadeaway in the baseline. And we got an offensive foul. That's going to be Paul's first. And it's absolutely the right call because he dribbled baseline. Then just kind of shoved off with the right hand before he shot the fadeaway. And they caught him for it. So still 39-37. South Eugene with the lead. 2:40 left in the third. Smith across the timeline against Betcher. Now passes inside to Curtis. Curtis goes up with the left hand off the glass. No good. Rebound on the floor. Goes to Betcher. He's out with it to Harris. Harris now dribbles up against Cross. Gets a screen from Betcher. He rolls but doesn't get the ball. Now over to Berryman. Back over to Harris, who's going to reset. Willamette now in the 3-2 zone. Betcher now to Edwards. He's going to shoot a three, and he rings it up and knocks it down. Dylan Edwards, first points of the game. He averages a point per game for the Axe, but that's a big three, and it's 42-37. Cross the other way. He goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound goes to Berryman for the Axe. Now over to Paul. Paul dribbles it up the floor, going against Woods. Nearly has it poked away. Now gets it over to Berryman. Thought about a three. Now gives it back to Paul. Swing pass over to Harris, and Harris going to reset. Now over to Edwards in the corner. Back over to Harris at the top. Out of Betcher. Betcher going against the zone. Picks up his dribble and tries to get it out to Harris and just throws it away. Harris, a little miscommunication there as he was cutting baseline looking for the pass, and Betcher threw it to where he was. And it ended up going to a fan in the front row. So 42-37, 1:30 left. Cross dribbles up against Harris. Spin move in the lane up with a left-hand shot, and he gets that to fall. That is just too easy. He's got the size advantage over Harris, clearly. And he is just too good a scorer for that kind of matchup. First team All-Southwest Conference last year was Cross. Ball inside to Paul. He goes up. Wow, what a tough shot that was. He was going right baseline, and he went up with the right and then switched to the left in the air and got the shot to fall. 44-39, South with the lead. inside to Curtis. Curtis backing down Berryman. Pump fake. Now goes up with the right hand and gets it to fall. That's just a pretty move by Curtis. And he is really playing well here in this ball game. Harris dribbles up. Now he's trapped near the midcourt stripe. Picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Edwards. And Dave Hancock calls timeout. And we'll go ahead and take it too. Our score, with 47 seconds left in the third, South Eugene 44, Willamette 41, here on 95.3 The Score.
Come into Lowe's this new year for savings on everything you need to cut the clutter and start fresh. Get your entire home in order with up to 25% off on select storage and organization products, including a Commander 5-gallon black tote, just $368. It's perfect for storing away holiday decorations and getting the garage in order for the new year. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through January 31st. While supplies last, U.S. only.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Willamette. South Eugene holding on to a 44-41 lead. 40 seconds left. Sam Harris with the ball. Gets it over to Berryman now. Now over to Josh Paul. Now to Betcher. Clark flashing at the free throw line. Gets it back to Betcher. Goes up with a tough shot. Gets it rejected. But Clark comes out with it and goes up strong and lays it in. Big time basket for Clark. And they got a foul on Harris in the backcourt. And it's going to stay on this side. That is the fifth team foul against South. First for Harris, and Smith inbounds to Cross. Willamette trailing by five. 20 seconds remaining. Cross going against Harris out near the midcourt stripe. Through the legs dribble, now goes right. Hands it off to Smith. Smith now back to Cross. 15 seconds left. Cross going against Harris. Now steps back with 10, 8. Pass across the court and leave it off for Curtis underneath the basket as it poked away, and he stepped out of bounds. Goes right back to South Eugene with 4 seconds remaining, 46-41. And it's going to be Berryman underneath the basket to inbound. Willamette goes full court pressure. And they just throw the jump ball to Paul, who gets it, and he stepped on the line. He shot a half-court shot and missed it anyways. And he was right on the line when he got the ball. And so Willamette's going to get it back. And Tyler Wood's going to inbound. And we'll see if they can get it to Cross. Cross off a screen, gets it in the corner, shoots a fadeaway for three, and he got it again! He got it again! Another buzzer beater for Owen Cross. Fadeaway on the right side that time. Nothing but net, and Willamette's back to within two. Our score as we head to the fourth. South Eugene 46, Willamette 44. Here on 95.3 The Score.
My dad is only 80, but he worked hard to provide for our family. Now that he's retired, he deserves to live without worrying. That's why we called Churchill Estates.
My mom's only 78, but one day she's going to need memory care. That's why we called Churchill Estates and asked about their independent living. That way, if she needs memory care, she'll have familiar surroundings and preferred placement.
Located near the corner of 18th and Bailey Hill, give them a call or just drop by and take a tour. Churchill Estates, independently owned since 1978.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Willamette. Start of the fourth quarter. South Eugene holding on to a two-point lead here at Willamette High School. And it's going to be Harris starting off with the ball for South Eugene. Gets it to Clark at the free throw line. Now back over to Harris, drives baseline, leaves it off for Clark. Clark bobbles it, but then goes up with a shot and misses it. Long rebound goes to Willamette and Tyler Woods. He's pushing the ball up the floor. He does not have numbers, and so he's going to bring things back out to Cross. Now back to Woods. He's going to shoot a three, back rim, no good, and the rebound goes to Clark. Boy, that would have been a big-time shot, giving Willamette the lead here as we start the fourth quarter. Harris now the other way, goes against Woods, pass over to Paul. Paul thought about a three, instead over to Berryman. Berryman, he's going to shoot a three from the wing, no good. Long rebound goes to Paul for South. Now he pump fakes, going to dribble baseline against Smith, goes up and loses the handle, but gives it over to Berryman. Berryman now to Paul. Paul back to the top of the key to Harris. Harris now to Clark, flashing at the free throw line. Is it knocked away? Nearly stolen away, and it is stolen away. Jacob Curtis out with it. He gives it to Cross now. 7 minutes left, 1 minute into the fourth quarter here. Cross gets a screen, now dribbles inside, goes up with the left hand off the glass, gets it to fall, and we're tied up at 46. What a crazy game Owen Cross is having. Two butters of readers, and now he goes strong there and gives them the tie. Backdoor pass by Clark, leaves it off. It's the lay-in. Great look for Clark, and little Princeton action there as Paul goes baseline. And Clark gives it to him. Cross now. Three off a screen. That is deep, and it's nothing but net. Oh, and Cross is fourth three-pointer of the game. That's what I told you. You got to be careful, because if he gets in a rhythm, he's really dangerous. Clark with it. Inside to Berryman. He goes up, has it rejected, and it's a jump ball. Possession arrow going to go to Willamette. That's right. The officials took a second to talk about it. But the possession error goes to Willamette, and a turnover for South. 49-48, Willamette with the lead. Little over 6 minutes remaining as Puckett comes into the game for Woods. He is going to inbound underneath the South Eugene basket. As Berryman sits for South, and Makinich comes back in for him. Owen Cross with some unbelievable three-pointers tonight. And he dribbles up the court against Harris. Dribbles right now into Lane. Leaves it off. What a pretty pass. Going baseline. Laying it up and in is Tyler Culliver. But that was all Owen Cross. What a dish. Harris now coming against Cross. Quickly goes baseline. Up with the shot. Makinich rejected. He gets it back and goes up and lays it in. Tough finish there for Makinich. And he's got 5 rebounds and 10 points tonight. Cross now gets a screen. Pump fake to three. Nice defense for Clark by Clark coming out and closing on him. Gives it to Harris now. Back to Cross. Cross going to dribble all the way in and gets it to fall, and he's fouled. Josh Paul comes over. I thought he was going to send that one to the moon, but Cross goes really strong at the basket, gets it to fall, and one. 53-50 will lam it. Cross with a big free throw. He is a pure shooter. And as you might imagine, nothing but net. So South Eugene all of a sudden with some work to do. Sam Harris dribbles across the floor. He is trapped, picks up his dribble, gets it over to Makinich. Makinich dribbles left now over to Harris. Now over to Berryman. Open three. Got it. Jason Berryman, South Eugene absolutely needed that. 54-53. 5 minutes remaining now. Cross against Harris. Gets a screen from Curtis. Now hands it off to him. Now back outside to Smith. Smith going to dribble inside. 15-foot. And stopped his feet and traveled. When I say stopped his feet, I mean picked up his dribble and kept his feet moving, which is against the rules. And the ball goes back to South Eugene, trailing by one. Harris quickly. Now to Berryman. He shoots another three from the left side, and he got it again! That time, Puckett just left him alone in the corner. Harris found him, and he knocked it down. See, looks like they're going to say his foot was on the line. So 55-54, South Eugene. And we got a foul as Cross goes in the lane shooting, and he's going to get to shoot two. Yeah, so they're going to say Berryman's foot was on the line there. So it's 55-54, South Eugene with the lead. And Cross to the line to shoot two. First one off the front rim, no good. That is not something you expect to see. Checking into the game for Willamette, Joe Brown, as Puckett goes back to the bench. Right now, Tyler Culliver talking to his head coach, getting some water. Judd Carpenter doing some pretty good things with his program this year. Really turning things around. And it all goes through Owen Cross and Jacob Curtis. And Cross misses the second. Unbelievable. He's frustrated with himself as he comes back down the floor. Makinich with the ball. Over to Paul. Swinging it around to Harris. Harris now to Betcher at the free throw line. Leaves it off for Paul. Goes up with a shot. He's bumped. He misses the shot, but he's going to get to shoot two. It's really nice offense. And you can see it when Dave Hancock saw that Willamette switched to the zone. He switched to that offense where they have the big man flashing at the free throw line. And lots of back cuts going on around him as Paul knocks down the first free throw. 56-54 now, the Axe with the lead. 4.5 minutes remaining. Paul spins it, knocks down the second free throw as well. And Luke Smith now, the sophomore, going to bring it up for Willamette. Maybe let Noah Cross take a little break here. Smith dribbles inside. Now bakes it out to Brown. Brown dribbles, left alone at the free throw line. He's just going to shoot it, and he knocks it down. Joe Brown, his first two of the game, and if they're just going to give it to him, he's like, I'll take it. 57-56, South Eugene with the lead now. Harris to Paul in the corner. Now back to Makinich at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Betcher. And now leaves it off to Berryman. He's just going to shoot another three, and he rings it up again. Jason Berryman's fourth three-pointer of tonight. And it's 60-56. And now the ball stolen the other way by Betcher. Betcher, not a Harris. And you got to be careful if you're Willamette. You don't want to panic. Still lots of time left. 3.5 minutes. Betcher with it. To Makinich. One-on-one, spins against Culliver, shoots a fadeaway 15-footer, and he got it. That is pure. My goodness, what a tough shot that is. He gets it to fall. South Eugene back up by six. Let's see if Cross can get something going. He dribbles up, gets a screen from Curtis, spins off of the screen, steps back, now gets it over to Curtis. Curtis, crossover dribble, now leaves it off for Smith. They left him open. He shot a three, back rim no good. Long rebound goes to Makinich. Not everything has to be a three if you're Willamette. But that definitely was an open look for Smith. Not really mad at that shot. Harris the other way for South. Goes up with the right hand off the glass. No good. But he is fouled. And they got Cross with the foul. That's his second. And so Harris to the line to shoot big, two big free throws. 62-56. See what the officials having a discussion now. I'm not sure what's going on. They're talking with Makinich. I think it's for taunting because he hit that fadeaway shot and just kind of, I think it was talking to some of the Willamette players or maybe even his own bench. I think the official just wanted to make sure he was on top of it as Harris knocks down the first free throw. There's a lot of emotions running high in a game like this, and you don't want anything to boil over. And Harris misses the second, but the offensive rebound to Betcher for South, and he is fouled. Joe Brown going to pick up the foul. That's his second. And as you might imagine, from a really good football player, some good physicality there for Betcher underneath the basket as he gets the offensive rebound. And South Eugene going to call timeout to talk about it. 2:49 left. South holding on to a 63-56 lead here on 95.3 The Score.
At Sun Automotive, it's about more than fixing vehicles. It's about keeping you and your family safe. Technology is always changing, but our values never waver. Always do what's right for our customers. Their kids, and now their grandkids. Sure, we all want to make a living, but for me, it's about making a life. For the best service under the sun, come to Sun Automotive in Eugene and Springfield.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Willamette. Off the inbound and alley-oop to Makinich, and he gets it to fall. What a shot. What a shot that was. Harris inbounds from the sideline all the way to the basket. Makinich gets the lay-in to fall. Now Willamette's in trouble. 65-56, South Eugene with the lead. Cross outside, dribbles in, goes up with a tough shot, and he gets it to fall. And Willamette calls timeout. Chad Carpenter wanting to talk about it. It's a full, so I know he just took a break. We'll take another one. 65-58 the score, 2:30 left. Here on 95.3 the score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop at Bi-Mart. Shop this week and save on your New Year's resolutions. Start the day earlier with Hills Brothers Coffee, now just $5.99 a can. Get organized with Sterilite Storage, 18 and 30-gallon totes. They're on sale now. And stay healthy in the new year and save 30% off Bi-Mart vitamins and supplements. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
You don't.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Alex Braga here from Willamette High School. 2:30 remaining. South Eugene holding on to a 65-58 lead. They led by two heading into the fourth quarter, and they have really played well offensively and defensively, even as Owen Cross tries to carry his Willamette team on his back. It just has not been enough, but still 2:30 remaining, and Willamette definitely a chance here in this one as Harris gets the inbound and gives it over to Paul. Paul dribbles into the front court for the Axe, now gives it off to Harris. Harris going against Brown, crossover dribble, now gets it over to Betcher. Betcher outside against Curtis. He dribbles left, outside now to Paul, and he's just going to go all the way out to the mid-court stripe and reset the offense. Through the legs, going against Cross, goes all the way in, up with the left hand, and lays it in as strong as you can be, all the way to the glass, and it's 67-58 Axe. Cross the other way. Now you might start thinking about shooting threes. Gets it over to Culliver, now inside to Curtis, backing his man down, goes up with a shot. He is fouled hard, misses the shot, but he's going to get to shoot two. And Jacob Curtis having a really good game tonight, 7 rebounds to go along with 14 points so far. And he's got 2 very big free throws here. And the first one, nothing but net. So 15 points now for Curtis. And Willamette trailing by 8. He spins it, and he knocks down the second free throw as well. So 1:52 left. Paul inbounds, gets it to Harris against Brown, and nearly stolen away, but Harris maintains it and gets it up the floor. He's trapped in the corner, and he has it stolen away by Smith to Cross. Cross with a 3. Yes, sir! Oh, and Cross knocks down another 3. It's 67-63. Mackinich off the inbound. He's going to go all the way to the basket. Leaves it off for Betcher. Nearly has it stolen away. This is the Paul. Paul in the lane. He does. Stolen away by Curtis. Up to Cross now. Willamette trailing by 4 with the ball. Inside to Curtis. Curtis backing down his man. Goes up with a shot, and it's good. What a comeback by Willamette. 1:16 left, and they're trailing by 2. Harris off the inbound. Now up to Betcher, and Betcher is bumped. And that's Curtis, and that's going to be his 4th. Willamette, I believe that's their 7th foul. Let's see. No, that is their 6th. Okay, fair enough. And so Betcher to inbound from the sideline, gets it to Harris. Harris with a little over a minute remaining, dribbles into the front court, and South Eugene calls time? No, we got a foul. Oh, boy. Foul against Joe Brown. That means Harris going to go to the line to shoot a one-on-one. That is not what you want if you're Willamette and Chad Carpenter. So Harris, big free throw, gets it to fall. Sam Harris, a junior. He played a lot last year, though. Averages 10 points and 6 assists per game and 2 steals per game for South Eugene. Knocks down the first one to give the Axe a 3-point lead, and he knocks down the second one to give them a 2-possession lead. So Owen Cross now up the floor with a minute remaining, needing to bring his team back. Gets a screen from Curtis, dribbles left. Now at the free throw line, backing down Harris, goes back door to Culliver, up with a shot, and he gets it to fall. Tyler Culliver with a pretty floater along the baseline. Paul to inbound. Willamette into the full court press, and it's knocked out of bounds by Cross. Nearly into the hands of Culliver, but just goes out of bounds. And South Eugene going to keep it, and Dave Hancock wants to call a timeout to talk about it. I don't blame him. It's a full one. We'll take it. 48 seconds left. South Eugene leading by 2. Here on 95.3 The Score.
You don't have to live with chronic pain. Neurospine Institute's team of specialists can help you get your life back. Their services include minimally invasive clinical treatments, neurosurgery, sports medicine, physical therapy, and pain management. Their caring staff is committed to each patient's well-being, working closely with your primary care or referring physician to ensure that you receive the best care and treatment. Serving all of Western Oregon with 2 locations, the main campus in Eugene and the Roseburg Clinic. Visit neurospinellc.com today.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Alex Braga here from Willamette High School, South Eugene, and Willamette playing a doozy tonight, 69-67. The Axe with the lead, and there is 48 seconds left, and they have the ball. In the backcourt, it's going to be Josh Paul inbounding from the sideline. Willamette in the full court press, and cross against Paul. He gets it into Harris. Harris going against Brown now, dribbles into the front court, gets it all the way there. Bump near the three-point line, but brings it back out and hands it off to Makinich. Makinich across court to Betcher. Betcher going to dribble to the free throw line. Now back out to Harris with 35 seconds left. Brown guarding Harris. Harris dribbles right, now crossover left. Loses Brown a little bit, and there's the foul. Waiting to see how much time they would let pass before they got the foul. And that time Joe Brown waited until 26 seconds left. Picked up his fourth foul. And Sam Harris, who just knocked down two free throws, going to go to the line. The one-on-one. First one is good. That is clutch. Sam Harris, four straight free throws, looking to make it five. 70-67, South Eugene, a big-time free throw here. And it's off the back rim, no good. Rebound goes to Joe Brown. Brown into the front court, and Willamette calls a timeout. And I can give you two guesses. It's a 30 seconds, so we'll keep it here. I can give you two guesses as to what Willamette's going to talk about here in the timeout. It's going to go to one of two guys. Jacob Curtis had a heck of a game. Owen Cross has had a heck of a game as well, as you might imagine, for Willamette. Jacob Curtis, 18 points and 7 rebounds tonight. Owen Cross already with 5 3-pointers tonight. And so I would say if you need a three-pointer, you go to your three-point shooter, and that would definitely be Cross. And as he has shown tonight, he doesn't really need a heck of a lot of room to get free. He has hit a couple of fadeaway shots at the buzzer that just not many kids can hit, and he is one of the few who can. So Willamette to inbound on the right side. It's going to be Culliver. Culliver gets it into Luke Smith, nearly stolen away by South. Betcher dove for it, knocked it out of bounds. But it's going to stay with Willamette on that sideline. So 22 seconds remaining. It's going to be Culliver to inbound. He's got Aiden Clark standing right in front of him, gets it into Cross. Here we go. Cross against Harris into the front court now. Waiting for a screen. And now uses it from Curtis. He is trapped by Makinich. Gets it over to Smith. Smith around the back dribble. He's going to go to the free throw line and traveled. Oh, boy. Willamette got lucky there. Holy cow. They're going to say Chad Carpenter called a timeout right before the travel happened because Luke Smith absolutely 100% shuffled his feet. But they gave them the timeout. And so Willamette's going to have another chance. There is 8.8 seconds remaining in the ball game, and Willamette's going to have the ball on their own side, trailing by three. And so, again, another big-time opportunity for Willamette to try to get Owen Cross free. And he has done it a couple times tonight. Hit a buzzer beater at the end of the first, hit a buzzer beater at the end of the third. And they are shots where he didn't even have a lot of room. And so he doesn't need a heck of a lot of it. But you got to imagine if you're Dave Hancock in South Eugene, you are hyper aware of what he has already done to you tonight. And the message has to be, look, if he gets the ball out near the midcourt stripe, you have got to trap him. And you have got to get a hand up in his face. So 8.8 remaining. As the teams break their huddles, we'll see if Willamette and Owen Cross have another buzzer-beating miracle up in their bag of tricks. It's going to be Culliver to inbound underneath his own basket. Right now it is Smith in the left corner and Cross right underneath the basket. And he now comes around. Culliver looking, and Chad Carpenter didn't like what he saw and called a timeout. It's a full one. We'll go ahead and keep it right here because we don't want to miss any of the action. And so Chad Carpenter clearly just didn't like what he saw right at the start of that possession. He didn't even really give it a heck of a lot of time. as, you know, it was really one beat and Cross didn't come open right away. And so he didn't like it. He didn't want his guy to force anything. And so he calls the timeout before there was a chance of any sort of mistake in with the inbound. So still 8.8 seconds remaining. Willamette trailing by three. And they're going to try to get the ball into Cross here. And Owen Cross, as I was kind of tallying that up as quick as I possibly could without a heck of a lot of dead air, 30 points tonight and three rebounds. So Jacob Curtis, 18 for Willamette. Owen Cross with 30. And that includes 5 3-pointers and 2 buzzer beaters. Let's see if he can get another one tonight. So 70-67 South with the lead, 8.8 remaining as Willamette breaks the timeout. And we'll see if they can switch something up and get Cross free here. It's going to be Luke Smith to inbound underneath his own basket this time. He's got Clark standing right in front of him. And he gets the ball into Curtis. Curtis in the left corner. Now a cross-court pass to Tyler Woods. Woods open for a three. He shoots it. No good. And the rebound goes to Paul for South Eugene. And the Axe are going to run out the clock and take the win. Boy, a lucky break there for South as Tyler Woods, the sophomore, left wide open on the right wing. But he just can't get the shot to fall. Rebound goes to South Eugene. They run out the clock, and they take a very hard-fought win in tonight's matchup. Our final score here from Willamette, the South Eugene Axe 70, the Willamette Wolverines 67. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you some final stats, and we'll send you on your way. This has been the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Keep your money local and support a true Northwest company when you shop at Bi-Mart. Shop this week and save on your New Year's resolutions. Start the day earlier with Hills Brothers Coffee, now just $5.99 a can. Get organized with Sterilite Storage, 18 and 30 gallon totes. They're on sale now. And stay healthy in the new year and save 30% off Bi-Mart vitamins and supplements. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
It only happens once a year, Oregon. Crazy low prices. Crazy low payments. It's the Light Up the Holidays sales event happening now at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days. That's no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Soul base automatic. $235 a month.
I can get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019 or get $3,500 cash back in my pocket? I'm starting the new year off right at Kiefer Kia.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details.
On approved Tier 1 credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Soul stock number K9325, 84 months at 4.82, annual percentage rate financing and no payments for 120 days through Oregon Community Credit Union. Requires automatic payments. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 12/31/2018.
For 45 years, Serenity Lane has been a trusted provider of addiction treatment, offering medically supervised detox, residential treatment, and DUII programs. We now offer day treatment that meets the needs of working professionals while providing the wraparound, comprehensive services provided by Serenity Lane for more than 4 decades. Call or go online today for your free and confidential assessment. Serenity Lane Drug and Alcohol Treatment. Recovery starts here.
This message brought to you by Serenity Lane and Eugene Area Radio Stations. Ears.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. I am Alex Braga. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. You can head over to Bi-Mart.com to find your nearest location. They also have daily and weekly cyber deals. And you can still head to Bi-Mart and get your flu shot. Don't be a jerk. Go get a flu shot. Our final score here from Willamette, 70-67. South Eugene with the win. The Wolverines fall to 8-2 on the season. Their next game is in Coos Bay against North Bend on Tuesday. The Bulldogs 5-3 coming into tonight, so that should be a good one. By the way, the Wolverines, their 2 losses this year by 1 point to Sheldon. I believe that was their third game of the season, I want to say. Yes, it was. Their third game of the season, 62-61 they lost. And now they lose here to South by 3. So 2 losses, a combined 4 points. they are still, they still should feel really good about the way they're playing right now. The Axe now move to 9-3 on the year, and they open up league play against Sheldon on Tuesday. The Irish, led by Patrick Herbert this year, are 6-7 right now. Our game next week here on 95.3 The Score will be back out at Thurston High School, where defending 5A champ Thurston will play host to Eagle Point, who is 2-8 right now. So you can check out 95.3thescore.com to see our entire broadcast schedule if you'd like. The Oregon Ducks open up conference play tomorrow night at 5 against Oregon State. Steve Tannen and myself will have our pregame show live from Sam's Place on Wilson at 4 o'clock. We'll have our chat with Jesse Sawa of the Corvallis Gazette Times, and we'll break down the big news from this week, which is a lot. Bull likely done for his Oregon career with that foot surgery, and Abu Kijab transferring out as well. So a lot of turmoil for the Ducks right now. So that pregame show starts at 4. Then we will lead into Joey Mack for his pregame show at 4:30. All of that, again, right here on 95.3 The Score. Well, before we send you on your way, let's get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give out every Friday, our Bi-Mart High School Basketball Player of the Game. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. And I know I wanted to give it to Owen Cross, but it's in a losing effort, so I can't give it to him. You got to give it to the best player on the winning team. And right tonight, that was Josh Paul of South Eugene. The junior finishes with 20 points and 8 rebounds. And really, he actually came up with the final rebound and was able to run out with the clock for South. And his play around the basket, it is really impressive. And he's aggressive. He's not a big guy. He's 6'4", but he's not like bulky, but he is really strong around the basket, and his ability to finish is really, really good. And he finishes with 20 points and 8 rebounds and is our player of the game tonight. Rounding out the statistics, Cole McInnich finished with 14 points and 6 rebounds for South. Bryce Betcher with 2 points and 3. Aiden Clark, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Sam Harris with 10 points, including 4 big free throws at the end of the game and 2 boards. And Jason Berryman, 13 points on 3 three-pointers and 3 rebounds. Dylan Edwards finishing with 3 points on a 3 and a rebound. Over to Willamette, they were led by Owen Cross, who scored 30 points on 5 three-pointers and also had 3 rebounds tonight. Jacob Curtis with 18 points and 7 boards. Luke Smith finished with 5 points and a rebound. Alex Puckett, 2 points and 3 boards. Joe Brown, 2 points and a rebound. Tyler Woods finished with a rebound. And Tyler Culliver, 10 points and 1 rebound. South Eugene, the clear edge in rebounds tonight, 27-17. And that is another big reason why they were able to come away with the victory tonight. So again, our final here tonight from Willamette, the Axe, a 70-67 win over the Wolverines. After tonight, the Wolverines fall to 8-2, and the Axe now 9-3 on the year. Big thanks to everybody out here at Will High, including new AD Garen Lamoro for the accommodations. For Bethany back in the studio, I am Alex Braga, and you've been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.